In the Philippines, intense heat and drought has caused agricultural losses of more than $81 million, with water levels in some dams dropping to critical levels and blackouts reported in the southern region of the country. We spoke with Monsignor Pedro Quitorio, director of the media office at the Catholic Bishops' Conference of the Philippines.
Right now, there is intensifying drought in the country. Ever since the start of the month of February, we have so many dioceses that has been affected all the way up north, up to down south in Mindanao. Several farmers are suffering from this. All their farmlands have no water. They are in a very intense drought until today and probably in the coming next 2 months. Summer is harvest time, and if they are not able to plant rice, for example, this month of February, which they could not, then definitely there will be a problem. There will be nothing to harvest, actually, by May. In the Catholic Church, we always have this oratio imperata. We do this whenever there are calamities, whether natural or man-made. In the Philippines, we are used to having this. We are prone to so many difficulties here. Now we are doing this because of the El Nino phenomenon. So the liturgical prayer that the bishops are asking to be recited this coming Sunday in so many parishes is actually the traditional prayer that the Catholic Church has been praying for many centuries now.